Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Chad, the report from ESPN about Bill Belichick got everyone's attention.
I'm really confused here. I thought coaching mattered in sports. I thought it mattered in the NFL, but apparently it doesn't. Two examples of this. The Patriots with Tom Brady and the Patriots without Tom Brady. That's one example. And the fact that Bill Belichick, who is 15 wins shy of the all-time NFL wins record for a coach, can't get a job. No one wants him. Even with the fall off from Tom Brady, you're telling me Bill Belichick's not qualified to lead one of these NFL teams and can't get a job? And that's what Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler, others, they're reporting at ESPN, says that essentially in Atlanta, he was voted off the island by everyone there. They went through the reasons for other teams. The Titans, someone there said they were skeptical about his ability with offense and how lackadaisical he was with his approach with his coaching staff in New England and with Mac Jones. Look, I understand all of these concerns, but I also think that we have entered an era in a lot of sports, not just the NFL. They're not the only ones guilty of this. It is way more important to be nice than good. Bill Belichick is not nice. Bill Belichick can be a bull in a china shop. He is going to tell you what he thinks. He's not necessarily going to care about your opinion, and that goes to ownership. That goes to people in his front office working around him. That goes to assistant coaches and everyone else. He's going to be Bill Belichick, and he's going to do it his way. And even if his way led him to being 15 wins shy of the all-time record in the NFL, that's not good enough for today's owner in a lot of circumstances. Now, this article also points out the one possibility for him is Mike McCarthy getting fired in Dallas, and Jerry Jones would be the type that would hire a Bill Belichick. Maybe that happens a year from now. But this is proof, once again, I'm not saying these hires, Dave Canales and Brian Callahan, all these, I'm not saying they're bad coaches or bad people or they're going to suck in their respective jobs. But what I'm telling you is those dudes are nice. And it is better to be nice than good at times. Bill Belichick, good, proven good over a long period of time. These other guys are nice. Owners want both. They want nice and good. But if they can't get the good, and they don't know, they'll go with the unknown nice as opposed to the known good. And that's why Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. That and I think a lot of these owners think that he's washed at this point in his career, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Oh, well, I mean, the report that you had the Patriots calling the Falcons saying, hey, don't hire Belichick.
Which has been refuted.
By immediately.
And not just refuted, but they said the opposite.
Right.
Someone close to Kraft said, no, he called the Falcons and said it would be a good move to hire him.
Chad, here's what I think happened. NFL owners, because I think behind the scenes, in a private setting, at a dinner, in an office, Bill Belichick's nice. I don't think he comes across that way with NFL films. If you watch the seasons, on the practice field, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Film room, he definitely is.
Yeah, two things. I think, number one, he's not going to budge from the power, the roster decisions, the coaching staff decisions with another general manager. And ultimately, the owners that we're hiring throughout this process, start with Washington, Carolina, the Titans with Rand Carthon, John Snyder in Seattle, Terry Fontenot in Atlanta, Dan Morgan, you have Tom Telesco and others. Chad, the owners chose to stick with their general manager structure, the hierarchy, where you have someone overseeing football operations, and then you have the head coach overseeing the roster, instead of Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel coming in and overseeing all things football, and we're going to put a different key on our door downstairs. And upstairs is separated from us, meaning you have management and you have the business side, and then you have the football side. And you need a different key code to get in between those two elevators or staircases. I think ownership chose to stick with a more of a structure than giving a coach total power. Meanwhile, a year ago, Denver did exactly that. And we've seen what Belichick has had this. He's made the roster decisions he's had, mainly, I would say, the coaching decisions that he's made. And history is not on his side in regards to this. I still don't understand what he did with Mac Jones. But I do understand what the owners are telling us, because they had two interviews. One was on Arthur Blank's yacht. So I don't think you're inviting a guy down for an interview and then have a second interview where he's going to be put in a room with your general manager and your team president if you didn't like him before whenever you flew him in. So I think where it is important to just, I think you can gain an extra year if you're more of a nice guy than, you know, a prick. And we saw that firsthand with Ken Whisenhunt here. Had he just looked someone in the eye while passing them in a hallway, he probably doesn't get fired in year two. And keep in mind, he was hired 15 months prior. So I don't know why Belichick didn't get
a... Well, that's what I don't get. Like,
well,
what?
I think it's the structure. He's telling Arthur Blank, I'm not going to listen to Terry Fontenot. I'm not going to budge on how I'm doing this. This is my overall philosophy on how I want to build a roster. What I want to do with certain quarterback decisions, what in the draft, in free agency, the focus on where you're going to spend your money. Belichick wants all of that control.
But see,
Arthur Blank nearly did it.
Now, according to the report from Don Van Atta Jr., Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, they claim in the report that Belichick was totally fine not being the GM. He said, you can be the general manager, and then I'll be the coach.
Right, but what do we
hear
here?
The Falcons voted him off the island because they didn't believe him.
Well, but what did,
right?
The same storyline popped up here in Nashville with Mike Vrabel. He came, the reports from Diana Rossini, he's not looking to be the general manager. What they're not telling you is they're looking for full control. They don't want the title, but, you know, what they don't want to do is have to go out and find the 10 players on Tuesday that are coming in for a roster tryout because your backup linebacker who's on special teams has a torn hamstring. You know, tore up his Achilles, and you got to figure out what you're going to do on special teams. They don't want to deal with that. Get the players in. I'll go work them out. You identify. You handle the scouting department is more or less what they're saying.
And that's why the Commanders, their new ownership, it goes down the list of why others didn't want him.
Yeah.
And it was very simple with them was, we want it run like the 76ers and the other organization they run, where there's a general manager and the coach works for the GM.
Yes.
So they didn't even approach Belichick about it for that reason, knowing he wouldn't be comfortable with that.
And I think, you know, what were the reports out of, was it Los Angeles with the Chargers? You know, the
Spanos. Said they didn't want to go to L.A.
The report
says Belichick wasn't interested because he didn't want to live in L.A.
Well, he was close. He was mentioned as being close to going out there for an interview. Spanos maybe comes to him. I don't know. Vrabel interviewed there. And what was that? The storyline there was he's too big. How does Vrabel not come across as an alpha? Too much of an alpha.
Yeah. The report is that some feel that Vrabel's size can be intimidating and that owners don't like to look up to a guy. Yeah. It's like me with Preston, the GM here at 6th and Peabody.
Shout out Vrabel.
I wouldn't hire a guy that tall because I don't like to look up to people.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what the owner was saying.
But 6 years prior, he's praised for being that type of personality and having that quality. And by and large, every coaching decision was praised.
I'm not the biggest Belichick fan right now.
Yeah, but me
either. he's been great in New England for a long time, and being somewhere that long. You know, you're going to run out your welcome eventually. And it just started when Brady was gone and the offense wasn't good and they couldn't find a solution at quarterback. Even as I'm not the biggest Belichick guy. I can't believe that all these other candidates were seen as better options than Bill Belichick right now. The fact he didn't get one. I'd say the same about Mike Vrabel too. But I really do think that there's something to this with both guys, that there is a rep out there about, first off, the Raiders, their reasoning was, we tried two Belichick disciples and they sucked.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go back to the head of that tree after this. I think there's something to the fact that those guys can just rub people the wrong way and people want to feel good about themselves and they don't want someone that's going to be sandpaper and they want someone that's going to agree with them. And so you might go for the younger option that's just dying to be a head coach that gets along with everyone and is really nice, and that's going to help them get the job. Again, not to say they're not going to be good, some of these young coaching hires around the league, but I do think owners are starting to err on that side.
And by and large, I feel like the coaches today, right now, they don't want to be general manager. They want to give me control of my coaching staff and let me go coach the roster, the 53. Let me have plenty of say and power over the 53. Ultimately, that's the general manager.
They want a good relationship with the GM to be able to tell them what right. I like in a roster, and then for them to just kind of know what to do and go do
but
it.
But when the philosophies mix up, that's whenever you have the power struggle, like yep. Vrabel had with the Tennessee Titans. And I think there is something to be said for the head coach has someone to point to and blame with roster decisions. It's not my coaching ability. Player sucks. I didn't bring him in. You know, that's the underlying sentiment.
You know who didn't think too much of the article? The ESPN article? A guy who hosts a show and his guys on ESPN, Pat McAfee. He and his crew today kind of teed off on it and didn't think it was very credible, the reporting.
Based on certain phrasing of reports?
A lot of it feels like pure speculation was one thing said. Some of it seems like bullshit. That was directly from Boston Connor. A lot of anonymous reporting, maybe some speculation. Feels like not a bad time, middle of the offseason, not a lot going on in the NFL to just float something out there like this.
And it's one source on that.
And Pat McAfee said on a show, if they're burying Bill, I'm glad we're not a part of it. And yeah. Again, he's referring to three ESPN reporters being a part of it, but saying, I'm glad we're not a part of it as the Pat McAfee show.
Well,
it's a new era where Pat McAfee and his guys essentially have carte blanche. We saw that with Norby Williamson. We're seeing this now, where they are directly going after the reporting of ESPN reporters.
Well, here's what makes it just, it does come across as a little quick to just go with. It's an unnamed source saying Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. And the unnamed source did not speak directly to Kraft or Blank. So, are you talking to a secretary that took the call and then put him on hold? You know, like, just calling up the cell phone at that point.
Yeah,
McAfee. You're talking at the owner's meeting in the fall, or you're doing
something. That's what McAfee said. The biggest thing that people are talking about is how allegedly Kraft told Arthur Blank not to hire Bill. And that's when Boston Connor jumped in and said, some of the things from the article are clear BS.
Well,
because the Patriots immediately said it's BS.
Here's the other thing that makes me feel like I'm leaning more towards this and what McAfee's saying. The whole Vrabel connection during the Hall of Fame week in week six of this past NFL season, there was a close person to the Kraft family. Someone tight with the Kraft family, which could be a Kraft family member for all we know. And they said that Vrabel's a slam dunk hire. If he's let go by the Titans, if he were available and Belichick left, that there would be a trade. That's why the trade discussion was there, because he got up there and he praised the way that the Patriot way at the Hall of Fame where he was inducted into. A source who spoke to two people, a close Kraft friend and a longtime Belichick confidant. That can be so many. That means it's within the organization, but it could be the same source that was dead wrong because they already had Mayo. Under contract, saying that he's the coach.
Yeah, it was done.
So how close are they to these guys? That's my question about it. It could be the same person. Doesn't have to be, but I can point to one just a handful of months ago that was not true. That was wrong.
I get the sense that McAfee and his guys are not unlike a lot of sports fans right now. And honestly, some in media, I'd put our show, you know, in that category also. They have a healthy level of cynicism about media.
Yes.
Even in sports.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? It's not just, boy, this is sourced and reported and ESPN put it out, so it must all be true. Here's an ESPN show saying, I don't think it's true. This is a show, and this is from Awful Announcing, broadcast on ESPN, and a midday show on ESPN spent 10 minutes discrediting a well-sourced ESPN report on the same day it was released. It speaks volumes about how fractured the entertainment and reporting sides of that company are, and that there's not a lot of synergy right now at ESPN with that. I think this could be used to describe the sports landscape in general. There is a fractured relationship with entertainment and sports reporting. There is a fractured relationship between the fan and reporters and reporting. I mean, I think it's all fractured to an extent because there is a healthy, understandable doubt, cynicism right now in media in general, but sports media also.
Well,
and I think a story like this, Hutton, that's immediately refuted by Robert Kraft's camp.
Yeah, the Stacey James.
That throws a lot of water on the fire.
Stacey James, longtime media relations, the head of all media and PR there for New England. It's how he phrased this, I think, is spot on. It would surprise me to learn that owners sometimes lament to those close to them when their teams are struggling. But Robert Kraft never... Oh, he said it would not surprise me. But Robert Kraft never questioned Bill's character or trust when talking with Arthur Blank. Trust is important to Robert. He wouldn't have employed Coach Belichick for the past 24 years if he ever questioned his trust. I would imagine that to be spot on. And if you're looking for an example, check out Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Good one.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole torpedoing... If Robert Kraft wanted to get at Bill Belichick, you fire him during the season. You embarrass him. You don't let him walk and then take all the time they did to part ways and then let him just go straight down to Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever, and team up with another
NFL team. It seems like a pretty respectful parting of ways, the way it was handled.
Yeah, and the way the Patriots...
Especially if he wasn't, as reported by ESPN, if he's not going around crushing Bill Belichick right now at this point in his career to teams, then I think he was okay with him getting a job somewhere else. And according to Kraft's camp, even was supportive of it, telling him,
now,
hire him.
Here's going. This is in the favor of the report. There are three reporters on this, right?
Don Van Atta Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler.
All legit. All legit. Don Van Atta is the investigative reporter at ESPN. Wickersham has done great work. And Jeremy Fowler has... been from Pittsburgh. He's been all over the place, covering the league, and is right behind Schefter of the names I see reporting from ESPN on a weekly and daily basis. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
that's in favor.
Now Wickersham has a complicated history with the Patriots because he wrote that book that a lot of people have shot holes in.
Yeah,
so there is some thought that there's some bias, some anti-Patriots bias from Wickersham, based on the book and the response to it from a lot of Patriots people. So that part of it, you could see a conflict.
Is it interesting they have their investigative reporter, Don Van Atta, on this?
Yeah. I mean, this is something that you would want that level of reporting on.
Well, to me, though, you some guys get named because they have one piece of information they're contributing to the story.
I am fascinated by, you know, Hutton, we've worked for gigantic radio corporation, then we worked shortly for sort of a ma and pop type operation, right? That was more locally owned and smaller before Outkick was sold to Fox. Yep. Now we work for a huge conglomerate in Fox. And we know how these issues somehow sometimes get resolved and sometimes don't. I'm willing to bet that Jeremy Fowler, Seth Wickersham, and Don Van Atta Jr. are on the phone immediately with their editors saying, WTF. Get this dude off the air talking about our reporting that I spent months on. This SOB better shut up about what he doesn't know about, because that is a legit report. They are angry about it. There's probably someone demanding to go on his show to defend the reporting, right? That's saying I'd go on there and be glad to talk to him about it on air. And this stuff has to get worked out behind the scenes one way or the other. And it may just be that Pat McAfee is so damn powerful, he doesn't have to answer to anything. And they keep a buffer around him where no producer's going to talk to him. Nothing's going to happen. He keeps saying what he wants, which is fine if that's the case. But I don't think this is something you just put out there and then it's just, oh, well, okay, That's just Pat being Pat, saying that our reporting is BS. I don't care. Not a problem of mine if he's on ESPN.
I'm looking to see if they've tweeted anything. Fowler first is what I'm looking at. He's just putting out NFL news today on what players are signing where. Andre Dillard to Green Bay.
Well, I guarantee you that their bosses are telling them to not engage in a public battle with McAfee and his guys. It's a new era.
And it's Fowler retweeting Wickersham that's promoting the story or pushing the story on social. Jeremy Fowler then tweeted, sources believe Belichick had momentum coming off Arthur Smith's yacht. Arthur Blank's yacht. But he finished behind a trio of coordinators for Atlanta's job with not many alternatives. We detail why. Robert Kraft's role in this and what's next for the most successful NFL coach. That's a great synopsis of what this is. The other part, too, is this is intriguing. The idea, or maybe a fact, that they're putting this in there, that Robert Kraft, if Tom Brady goes on to have success, and then Bill Belichick leaves and goes on to have success, who's to blame? This is what the source told them. That's the reason why you would torpedo the deal in Atlanta. Because Kraft would be to blame.
Is it weird that I believe Kraft in all this, in his camp?
Most people...
He just doesn't seem like the type of guy who'd pick up the phone and say, don't hire this guy.
Well, after
that long of a time, I just don't...
There's no doubt they were frustrated with Belichick. They're sitting up in the owner's suite, and you can see Jonathan Kraft mumbling over himself like, this is just awful. A terrible decision. I don't think there wasn't just something going on. I don't think Kraft is going to do this, and Arthur Blank's just going to be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go get Raheem Morris instead. And I'm going to look like I don't know which way I want to go with the decision to hire a coach, either Hall of Famer or a guy getting a second chance.
You know, we can ask about it. Armando Salguero, he knows a thing or two about reporting. We can ask him if he thinks it's a legit report or not.
We've got that plus NFL draft discussion. Many are saying this is the best offensive draft potentially among picks, most offensive players in maybe the history of the NFL draft. We'll get Armando's take on that. And he's still going in on the fact that J.J. McCarthy doesn't deserve this high. That's next year on Hot Mics.